NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us now from the White House. And Ari, the president has not made any public comments today. What do we know about what he has been doing?
A lot of briefings, overnight briefings from his counterterrorism advisor, Lisa Monaco. Then this morning, there was a meeting in the White House Situation Room. The White House released a photo of that where you can see the attorney general, the FBI director. We're told that the vice president, the CIA director, Secretary of Homeland Security, many others were involved in that morning meeting that lasted about an hour. And then a White House official just told us his most recent briefing ended a little after 4 p.m. Eastern time, and after that, he called Boston Mayor Tom Menino, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, and offered his condolences on the MIT police officer who was killed overnight, as well as reiterated that they will have the federal government's support in whatever way they need.
And Ari, what are you hearing behind the scenes from officials there?
Well, they don't want the president to come out and speak, or for that matter, Jay Carney, who is scheduled to do a briefing at noon today, to come out and speak when there are so many unanswered questions, when it's such a quickly moving situation. The president's role in all of this has sort of been to offer condolence, resolve, and say that the people will be held accountable. He's done that several times this week. And to say that right now while this manhunt is still unfolding just doesn't seem to really match the moment.
Well, how would you describe the way President Obama has handled this event generally over the last few days?
You know, I think he's been trying to provide a frame by which to understand it, especially yesterday in Boston at the cathedral. It was a sense of we may be knocked down like those people in the marathon, but we will get up and run that final mile. He's left the investigation and the news about this to the people in Boston. He is trying to just sort of be a leader in a broader sense and give people a way to think about this really traumatic experience the country's going through right now.
And there are no presidential appearances on the schedule right
Nothing
now?
Nothing on the schedule, but they haven't given us a lid yet, which is the way of saying that there's no more news for the day. No lid yet. I will say Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House is still closed and will likely remain closed until this all resolves.
Okay, that's NPR's Ari Shapiro speaking with us from the White House. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.